And now to Pakistan, where the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court has taken the concept of crowdfunding to another level. He wants to build a dam, and he's trying to raise $14 billion to do it. NPR international correspondent Dia Hadid reports from Karachi.
Saqib Nisar, the Chief Justice, can be considered an activist judge. He's made surprise visits to hospitals to check up on their cleanliness. He's questioned police who bungled a rape investigation. And in July, after a flurry of reports warning Pakistan would be water scarce, he summoned bureaucrats who manage the country's water.
They informed him that the water shortages are the result of insufficient storages in Pakistan.
That's Khurram Hussain. He's the business editor at Dawn, a local newspaper. He says officials told the Chief Justice that Pakistan's water shortage problems would be resolved if a dam on the Indus River was finally finished.
And it seems the Chief Justice took it to heart and decided that he himself is going to help raise these funds. And he announced the creation of what he called a dam fund, in which he called upon ordinary citizens to contribute money voluntarily.
From Karachi's noisy slums to leafy suburbs, banners hang on bank buildings urging people to give money. There's public service announcements where kids drink water and wave Pakistani flags and urge you to text a donation. And the campaigns triggered a donation frenzy. Pakistan's army gave about $8 million. Celebrities routinely announce their donations. A retired brigadier, Haris Nawaz, pledged $4,000. He says they need the dams because
Pakistan will have a lot of scarcity of water and our national survival will be difficult.
So far, the Chief Justice has raised over $33 million. At this rate, it'll still take over 100 years to reach the goal. But recently, the Prime Minister said he'd lead the project, so investors are more likely to pitch in. The dam supporters say it will help Pakistan grow more crops and prevent flooding. The power it will generate will ease Pakistan's chronic energy problems. But there have been complaints. Some companies with cases before the court are making public donations. Hussain, the business editor.
There's definitely a sense growing that you can curry favour by making these donations.
The Chief Justice himself has creatively fundraised.
He has begun demanding contributions into the fund as part of the legal penalties that he's imposing on people.
If this sounds like unbound judicial activism, reporters can't quiz the Chief Justice because he won't speak to the media. And he's warned he'll consider filing treason charges against critics of the project. But this dam is controversial. Multiple water resource experts tell us Pakistan's most urgent problem isn't water shortages. It's fixing the allocation system. And there's resistance. We travelled downstream from the dam to a seaside fishing community. Muhammad Ali Shah is an activist. He talks about the water cycle.
Water cycle.
And he says previous dams built on the Indus River dried up the water that used to flow here. He points to the sandy, garbage-strewn fields around us. They used to be pasture. Shah says the Chief Justice's dam will cause further damage. He takes us on a boat to show us mangrove forests, shrubby islands that need both fresh and seawater to survive. They're nurseries for fish and sustain stock for the fishermen here. We stop nearby.
Most of the mangroves forest were decimated when the other dams were built.
Shah says another dam will destroy the mangroves and the communities that rely on them. He says when this dam was first planned, they hoped to challenge it in the courts.
Chief Justice Saqib Nisar ke amal ke baad,
we had pinned our hopes on the Supreme Court. But after the Chief Justice actions, there's no possibility we will get justice.
Shah says they'll still fight, but the very institution they hope would hear their grievances appears to now be leading the charge against them. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Karachi.